Jasmine.
Hi, Jasmine. This is Daniel.
Hi, Daniel. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Good. Good to hear you.
I've got a lot of background noise, so I'm going to go ahead and mute myself.
Okay.
Malka.
Anna. Anyone there?
Ruby.
Oh, hi, Ruby. I didn't hear anything.
Hi.
So.
Okay. Are we the only two on?
Yes, you're supposed to have a class.
Okay. I'm going to mute my phone.
Okay.
It's Martha.
Hi. He hasn't come on yet.
Okay. Thanks.
Good evening.
Hello, good evening.
Good evening.
starting in a few seconds. Please join me in saying the Anabakoa. Anabakoa, Gedula Chimincha, Tatis, Cheruva, Alephet Gimel, Yitzhak Shadi. Kadil Rina, Amcha Sagbenu, Aharenu, no ra. Kufrei Shayan, Sintet Nun. Nagibor, Dorshe Yehudcha, Kivavat, Shamrem. Nun Gimel Galad, Yudkaf Shin. Barhem Taharen, Rachame Sitkacha Tami Gamlein Etetresh Saditaf Gimel Chasin Kadosh Biro Tufa Nael Adata Et Kufet Tet Nunayan Yachid Geer Lamcha Pene Zohre Kiddushata Yid Gimel Lamed Hezayim Kuf Shavatenu Kabel Ushma Tziyakatenu Yodeya Talubo Shin Kufav Tzadi Yutaf. The letters of the month of Tammuz. The Taf that created the planet we call Lavana, the moon, and the Het that created the constellation Sartan, the astrological sign of Cancer. We have brought the energy of creation into our space. Now we will separate between the right column energy and the left column energy of this creation, utilizing the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yohei Wahei, Adonai Yohei Wahei, El Rachum V'chanun, Erech Apayim, V'rav Chesed V'emet, Notse chesed la lafim, notse awon wafesha v'chata'a v'nakei. We're now going to study the energy of the year of the goat, which is 5,777. There are two verses that connect to this energy. The first is from Lamentations, chapter 3, verse 52. Tzod tzaduni, katzipor oyevai chinam. When we take the first letters of these words, we're able to express tzatzki ach, which translates as appear like brothers. And when we take the final letters of these words, we're able to express Dir Yam, translation, a sea of tenants. The second verse that connects to this year of the goat is from Joshua, chapter 23, verse 8. In this verse is the name of the year, Tafshin Ayin Zion, concealed within the verse, and each letter of the name is separated by seven letters each. Kim ba Adonai Yohewahe Elohechem Tadibaku Kasher Asitem Ad Hayom Hazeh. The year 5776, which is the year of the pause, also has two verses. The first we study is 2 Chronicles, chapter 29, verse 34. Rak ha-kohanim ha-yulimat v'lo yachlu lehavshi et kol ha-olot v'yehaskum Achechem ha-levim ad kelot ha-mlacha yad yitkachu ha-kohanim ki ha-levim yishrei leval lehitkadesh me ha-kohanim. This verse has 25 words. When we take the first letters of these words, we're able to parse them or permute them into eight names of God. Adonai Yohewahe La La He Wa Wa La La Yo La Yo Wa La Me Hey 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 A Ka A Re Ka Ka. The second verse that we study that has connection to the year of the pause is Isaiah chapter 26, verse 4. Bidchu ba Adonai Yohewahe Ade ad kibia Yohe Adonai Yohewahe Tur olami. The year 5775 has the energy of swallowing death forever. There are three verses that connect to this energy, and we study all three. The first is from Job, chapter 7, verse 19. Kama lo tishem imeni, lo tarpeni atili ruki. The second verse we study is from 1 Samuel, chapter 23, verse 23. Uru. Udu mikol ha-machavu yiyam Asher yitkabei sham v'shavtem Eilai el nachum V'halati yitchem V'chayayim yeshno V'aretz v'chipasti Oto b'kol alfei Yehuda. And the third verse is also from Job. It's chapter 20, verse 7. Kegelo lanetzach yobed roav yom ruayo. In the year 5774 has the energy of peace in the Middle East. And this is... There's only one verse that connects to this energy, and it's 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wasamti makom lamil Yisrael untati v'shakan ta'ta v'lo yirgaz od v'lo yosifu v'ne avla la'anoto kasher barishona. We're now going to connect to the 72 names of God. Please scan the first five rows. In the sixth row, we will play together. Hey, 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 Meyocha. Wa wa la yo la hey da la ah. Shilameyohei. Now scan the last three rows. And the 72 names from the Sadikim, please scan the first five rows. And the sixth row. Hey, she, hey, me, kaha, wa, wa, la, yo, yo, hey. Ala areyo, ala metae. Now scan the last three rows. The Sadikim who left this day, the 20th day of Tammuz, Rabbi Nosim Nota from Hanover, Rabbi Avraham Yitzhak Blach, Rabbi Avraham Chaim Noah, and Rabbi Chaim Shaul Karelitz. In the eighth row of the Ana B'Koach, we say in a whisper. Our handout today is a Zohar handout. Our class is a Zohar class. You can find it on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix, the first row, the right-hand column. That opens up to a landing page with all of the parashiyot. Scroll down before the Book of Devarim and after the Book of Bamidbar. Scroll down to the parasha of Pinchas. When you open up that link, go to section 7 and open that link. And that gives us our opening section for tonight's class. We're going to start with Pasuk 23, but we'll first start with a L'shem Yehud. L'shem Yehud, Kud Shabarichu, Ishkin Te, Bit Hilu, Urchimu, Hilu, Urchilu, Urchimu. Le'yachda l'shem yud hei bevav hei. V'yehuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael. Limud Torah mitzvah. La'asok Torah mitzvah. V'yehi no'am Adonai Eloheinu aleinu ma'aseh yadeinu konenei aleinu ma'aseh yadeinu konenehu. Rabbi Elazar patach v'yamar. V'yareini et Yehoshua, Akohen Hagadol, Omeid lifnei Malach, Adonai Yohei Wahei, V'gomer tachatzi, V'avi le'inun, B'nei Nasha, Yilam yistach li'lan, V'kara demarechom, Call Yoma the Yoma, Tarosa, Tare, Alaihu Vela Mashkikin, Atabarnash, Le Istachla, Le Fikude, O Rauta, Yema Sage, Gorin, Daimin, the Adkira, Alea.
Yes,
I'll be today, all right. Until you like put in front of their face. With mother, she was, even before she got sick, she was kind of like that anyway. And she has to just say, enough, Mom, you know? We got jobs, we work, we.
Oh, yeah, we're hashatan. Oh, maid, all you me know. Pussy, eat no, Uma, the high cach, the charbonne, Alma. Gila musta quen, ikara, mare hon, alapat, kama with kama.
I mean, I can drop it off if I drive. I might get the pause.
There's a lot of background noise.
I can make a point.
There's a lot of background noise. Please mute your phones by pressing *6. Thank you. The translation. Rabbi Elazar began, and he showed me Joshua the high priest, standing before the angel of Hashem. Come and see, woe to these people who do not look out for their master's glory, and do not pay attention to the fact that he daily issues a proclamation about them. When a person observes the mitzvot of the Torah, many defenders rise to recall his good points. But if a person transgresses the mitzvot, his deeds accuse him before the Holy One, blessed be he. We have been told that Joshua was a high priest, and what is written about him, and the adversary standing at his right hand to thwart him. If this is how it was for him, then how much more so for other people who do not care for the glory of their master? My commentary. Read this pasuk carefully. Who is the angel of Hashem? What is his job? We are taught in Kabbalah that angels have only one task, and it is written in their name. Thus we learn that there are 10 races of permanent angels and many other non-permanent angels. We will discuss this in other locations. The name Malach, Hashem, the angel of Hashem, is the angel Memtet. The gematria of Memtet is 314, which is the same as the name of God, Shaddai. Shaddai is a name that said the word of limitation, enough, to the expansion of the creation. This is a hint to this angel's task. Melech Hashem has a gematria of 117, or 118 when we add the kolel. 118 is the name servant of El, which is the same as the city Nineveh. This is another hint to the task given Nineveh, who was warned by Jonah the prophet to do teshuvah. The pasuk also tells us to realize that every day, while we sleep, the Creator is issuing a proclamation, meaning a judgment, as to what will motivate each person to start to do teshuvah. Pasuk 24. Tame makitiv v'yov Yehoshua hawa aya lavush v'gadim tzoiyam v'yok muha aval v'gidim tzoiyim v'day inun levushin Ve'it labesha be'ya rucha v'ha'u alma zaka'a ulakeya deman bilvusho metut k'anin ushlemin v'ha'u alma V'ha'itmar koman T'va'ayayin le'ala La'gehinom inun Levushin din labeshin Le'ahei inun machiti atave Yehoshua aya labushpagita din tzoim liomed lifne amalach man malach gam yosach malach imana al gehinom umana al man dechame beinun libushain adiativ palavi amar hasiru habekadim atzoim me'alav. The translation look at what is written. Now Joshua was clothed in filthy garments. This has been explained, yet the filthy garments were surely the garments in which the spirit is attired in that world. Happy is the portion of he whose garments are fixed and complete in that world. We have already learned what raiment they clothed one whom they want to send to Gehinnom, what these raiments are that they dress him in. And he answers, here it is written, now Joshua was clothed in filthy garments, and he stood before the angel. Which angel? The angel in charge of Gehinnom, and who is also in charge of everyone whom he sees in such clothes. Then a voice said, take off the filthy garments from him. My commentary. The Zohar explained previously the concept of filthy garments in the world that is coming. Essentially, every negative action that we do is creating filth on the clothes we wear in the world that is coming. This filth must be cleansed through teshuvah in this world, possibly being reincarnated into a life where your tikkun will be to achieve teshuvah through the souls you meet in that lifetime, or by being sent to Gehinnom, being sent to hell to be cleansed. This Joshua that is being referred to in this pasuk was the high priest who came back from Babylonia. He was instrumental in building the second temple. This redemption was not a complete redemption, since not all of the people in exile returned. The Talmud explains that the filthy garments refers to the children of Joshua, who married women from the exile, not children of Israel. Joshua accepted this, and as the high priest, he needed to stand as an example. When the voice said, take off his filthy garments, it was related to his order that his children needed to divorce their wives in order to return from exile. Does this apply to the intermarriage going on in today's world generation? And one answer is yes. The other answer is no, since the Mashiach will cleanse all the world of negativity, and people will be connecting to their true soulmate. This is my opinion. Pasuk 25. Mehaka it leistachla deovadin bishin tibar nash avdin leyainun levushim tsoim ve'amer elav re'e ha'evorti me'alecha avonecha ve'albesh orcha Machalatzot al bishineya levushin acharanim metut kadan divchu istakal barnash vizim ziv yikara gemareya. The translation. It follows from this that it is a person's bad deeds that makes the filthy garments for him. And so he said to him, "Behold, I have caused your iniquity to pass from you, and I clothe you in festive garments." For they clothed him in the other more suitable garments, in which a person may observe the splendor of his master's glory. My commentary. The Ari explains that the clothes we wear on Shabbat are the clothes we will wear in the world that is coming, after the cleansing of the Mashiach. He further explains that the verse in Psalms that tells us all his clothes are white is teaching us to wear white on Shabbat. What about the black hat Hasidic groups of people? They wear four garments that are white, even as they wear the black outer clothes. The essence of their black outer garments is to connect to the energy of humility, and also to remain as concealed as possible. The Kabbalists who wear white are connecting to the energy of purity. Pasuk 26. Tachatzi kegavna da pinchas dila istalak me alma adit takanu kameya levushin acharanim deruach derucha itane behu le alma diate bishata chada it pashat meilein, beit labrash beilein, ikai ma dikti, inena, inani no tain lo, et periti shalom, adehawo azle, shim shahawa. Tak ye takifa vayitu dechot leatzila dechad sinara demadera amar Rabbi Elazar vedai ba tilachi hedbavta denashahu. The translation. Come and see the similarity. Pinchas, who did not leave this world until he had changed into other fitted garments, which the Spirit would enjoy in the world that is coming, had at the same time taken off one set and put on the other, to fulfill that which is. I have returned, continuing to read the translation. Behold, I give to him my covenant of peace. While they were on their way and the sunlight was strong, they sat down in the shade of the rock in the wilderness. Rabbi Elazar said, Shade is without doubt joy to the soul. My commentary. This is hinting at the need to conceal our inner essence until the coming of Mashiach. The Kabbalists have reached and revealed their personal Mashiachs. This level of consciousness must be reached by each individual in order for the actual Mashiachs to manifest. That is why I personally wear white on Shabbat, following the principle of faking it till you make it. That's the end of the section. Are there any questions? I refer you back to the landing page for Zohar Pinchas. Section 8 is a discussion of the high holidays, which we will cover and read and have read before during the month of Elul as we prepare for Rosh Hashanah and for Yom Kippur and for Sukkot. Section 9 has over 12 verses. As such, it would take us too long to read it tonight. And section 10, about Levirate marriage and reincarnation, is also a very significant section that would be a little bit long. And because these sections need to be followed somewhat in order, I don't think it's appropriate to skip them at this point to fill up this half hour. So I am going to say the class is over, unless there are questions that people would like to ask. Our classes, tomorrow night, tomorrow afternoon actually at 1:30, I was hoping, is there a question? Friday afternoon at 1:30 West Coast time, I was hoping we would have a reading and a connection to the Tikkun Rachel. But unfortunately, I had made an appointment that I could not change before the 3 weeks and before I realized about the Tikkun Chatzot. So we won't be saying anything tomorrow being Friday. And on Saturday, we don't say Tikkun Rachel. So our classes on Saturday evening are the normal ones at 6 p.m., we will have Abdallah, and at 7 p.m. we'll have a Zohar on the new Parasha, which is Matot Matai. Then it's Sunday morning at 10:30. We will continue our study of the goodness of the land of Israel. Now, to explain why I'm continuing that study instead of breaking it off is because the goodness of the land of Israel is very much connected to the coming of Mashiach. And so it is appropriate during these 3 weeks for us to study this material. At 1:30 on Sunday, West Coast time, we will have a Tikkun Rachel session, and at 3:00 West Coast time, we will continue our study upon the Third Temple. I hope you will join us for any or all of these classes. I wish you a Shabbat Shalom, a beautiful week, and remind you to keep connecting to the five meditations that the Ari has recommended that we do during this period. Shalom to all.
Thank you, Hanak. Shalom.
Thank
Shabbat
you.
Shalom.
Thank you.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.